This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
9:43, 17 till 10. One of my favorite things about having this job is having sat in a dome for 14 years in Section 325 with a belly full of beer and thinking I knew what I was looking at, watching Bobby Hebert play with Dalton Hilliard and all the guys, and now I get to call him a friend and talk to him and find out I didn't know what the hell I was talking about at all. With that, we welcome in the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing awesome, Tommy. I tell you what, I'm looking for an optimistic second half post buys winning streak.
Bro, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, and I feel the same way. And I told Mike Dettillier this yesterday, and before the season, you know, they make these bets about how many wins or loses. I think that's a sucker's bet because you have no idea what injuries are going to do. You have no idea what shape the other team's going to be when you play them. And with all that being said, I share your optimism for the rest of the season. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up and listen to you.
Yeah, well, look, it does matter when you play a team. I think we catch in Atlanta at the right time. They have their top receiver and their starting quarterback out. And now they have one of the best running backs in the NFL, Bijan Robinson. But look at Carolina's running game, how we stuff them. So can we build upon that and force Kirk Cousins to beat us? He's not, you know, we've had trouble with mobile quarterbacks, but he's going to stay in the pocket. So, no, I think it's a great opportunity. I think this does make a difference. You look at the Saints, you know, have the easiest strength of schedule remaining. When you look at their opponents, have a combined winning percentage of like 34%. Mm-hmm. Well, what they're probably saying also, but Bobby, they're saying that, oh, that's a win for us against the Saints. Well, I don't know, flip a coin, whatever, but that's, that's positive. You know, we still right there in the NFC. Look, when you look at wins, okay, where are we at? We still have one of the league's worst records at 2-8. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at when you play a team and how it occurs. And when I look at it right now, over the final 7 weeks, five of the opponents are records under 500. And then you always got to win within the division. You know, you're going to play, you still got to play Atlanta twice, still got to play Tampa Bay, and you got to play Carolina again. So, you know, you always say first things first, we got to win within the division. So, four division games right there. I think you could throw out the records when that occurs. Now, and then you look at, okay, who are you playing that you're not familiar with? Well, two teams on pace to pick in the top five next year's draft. Look at the Titans and Jets. I think the Dolphins have gotten a little better. You know, when I look at that, they're kind of, you know, which Dolphin team you're going to get? They're on that roller coaster with Titans and Jets. No, it's very favorable for the Saints. And I thought this, Tommy, when I draft and then OTAs and minicamp, I said I think they have basically the same schedule, same record as they had last year. I was looking more like five or six wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I saw the offensive line in training camp, I said, oh, I don't know. I'm thinking more 4 or 5. And still, that should be the strength of the team, which it is not. And you could see that they busted on Trevor Penning, drafted him in the first round.
Bobby, let me jump in one second because they just told me the southbound causeway is closed because of fog.
Okay.
All right, I just wanted to get that out there. Southbound causeway closed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually got to go do an appearance on the North Shore, but I'm heading north, so that might hopefully, I'll be able to make
it. I don't understand how you would think the fog would affect both sides of the causeway the same, right?
Well, I guess they do that convoy, and then
they're setting up cones southbound. They're setting up cones. They tell me, and it'll take 15 minutes. So there you go.
Okay, yeah, you do a convoy in both ways. And,
all right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you look at very favorable, and people don't realize now. We don't know how teams are going to turn out. Look, New England. No one thought they're kind of could be the number one seed in the AFC. That's for sure going to be the Bills. You never know.
Nope.
But I tell you what, I saw the Rams in training camp. I'm like, well, if Matthew Stafford's playing, the Rams definitely could be amongst the best. But just look at the teams that we lost at the beginning. I mean, the Patriots 9-2. The Rams are 8-2. The Seahawks 7-3. They're amongst the league's best. Then you look at the Bears.
Right.
Now, that's a real good story. They're 7-3. Now, Tampa Bay kind of. You know, they're winning those close games, not so much right now. They sit atop the NFC South, but they're only 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the 49ers, all the injuries they've dealt with, they're 7-4. The Bills, like I said, the Patriots are one game up on them. They're in the playoff chase, 7-3. So if you look at it, of the Saints' 8 losses this season, only one defeat has been by a team currently under 500. And I thought we should have won that game. Juwan Johnson makes a great catch against the Cardinals. You know, look at the Cardinals, that season opener, they're 3-7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter because their fan base, their opponents on the back end of the season, we can have a win against the Saints. I think as Saints fans, we just say we should be able to take advantage against a team like the Titans and Jets, and then obviously a division opponent in Atlanta.
Well, let's talk about the obvious difference between the Saints' offense going into the second half of the season as opposed to the first half of the season, other than the Carolina Panthers game or the Rams' second half, I guess. I'm talking about Tyler Shough.
Well, yeah. When I was impressed with on Tyler Shough was his pocket presence and what he did on third down. He threw for like over 200 yards of his passing yards was on third down. And that's when, you know, first down, Saints, you're moving the chains, you're dictating the ebb and flow of the game. No, you have a great opportunity to win. Now, and obviously, if you can take the ball away and you protect it. Tommy, this is what's going to happen with Shuck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler Shough plays like he played against Carolina the rest of the season, whether we win or lose. So let's say he has a Carolina-type game and we lose a tough one. That doesn't matter. They say that he lead us to victory. Plays like Carolina. Ooh, that you chalk one up. What you don't want to happen is the Saints win, and they didn't win because of Tyler Shuck.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Tyler Shuck didn't play too good, but we still won. Well, then you still, I don't know about the future quarterback.
You see, that's interesting. But What you're saying is for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, right?
Yeah.
If he plays well, that's going to bode well for next season, whether you win or lose or not. If you run a table,
exactly.
Finish 9-8, that's great, but it all depends on why you lose the game, right?
Yes, he can't be the reason why we lost, and he has to be the reason why we're winning, or a big part of it. So we have like Drake May. You don't think he makes the difference why the Patriots are winning? So I think that's kind of wait and see. You know, slow your roll. I'm highly optimistic on Tyler Shuck.
But I want to talk to you about Tyler Shuck. I want to talk to you about that because I can listen to somebody on the radio after doing this for so long. I know what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they did, what they didn't do. You played professional football how many years? 14, 15, 16?
I played kind of in USFL. I was 15.
15 years. Tell me what, as a quarterback, a professional quarterback, what did you see from Tyler Shuck in terms of proven that he knew what he was doing or that he had the ability?
Just on third down, the money down. Mm-hmm. Now, if he continues to do that and his pocket presence. You know, it's good that you could scramble and make plays with your feet, but it's better to make plays with your feet but keep your eyes, you know, downfield,
mm-hmm.
and throw it to the playmakers. And it's good you can run now and then. But people think you got to panic. You never want to be running backwards. The NFL's too good. Shedeur Sanders, they all know that. Even Caleb Williams has to learn with the Bears. So you're not going to accomplish anything running around and ad-libbing going backwards. You got to be going forward. Now, Lamar Jackson gets away with it now and then. But you have to play the percentages. So I think with Tyler Shuck, his pocket presence there, you don't have to move that far. I mean, because the offensive line can be pushing on a defensive line. You can't freak out. You got to be able to step up in the pocket and extend the play and then make plays. Because you don't have to really move that far. You think, you got to move 2 or 3 yards or whatever. No, it could be like a half a yard. It's just a few feet. And now he's a big guy, a strong guy. They might be touching you, but they're falling off of you. They're not getting you down, and you're still able to make plays in the pocket. So that's what I've been impressed with, his pocket presence, how you handle adversity. I mean, he's not going to go against a tougher team than that Rams defense.
Mm-hmm.
His first game, he's starting, he's going against the Rams, one of the best teams in the NFC. And so it's like, whoa. So, you know, how you handle adversity. So you go from there. Now, Tommy, another thing, he's played 2 games in the road. He hasn't played in the Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of guilty of this where I didn't mind playing on the road. You know, we were winning 10, 11, 12 games, for 4 seasons. I didn't mind playing on the road because it's like almost a mentality, us against the world. And so you can be kind of footloose, fancy free. And sometimes when you play at home, hopefully this is not the case, you want to play so well and you want to have a great showing that maybe that you're pressing. And, you know, it'd be his first home game in the Superdome and ironic against the dreaded rival in the Falcons. So I just hope he has a good showing. But again, in theory, if you still want a high draft pick, if you're going to play that game, you know, I don't want us to win. I want us to still be in the top five. And this is what you'd want. You can rebuild the team faster if this would happen. Tyler Shuck plays awesome the rest of the season, and we might lose some hard-fought battles, but we still pick it in the top five. Then you can rebuild your other position on the team and have that turn around quicker. Rather than say, we still don't have our quarterback and we got to go find one.
Thank you, Bobby. I could talk to you for 9 hours. You know that. I appreciate the time you gave us. Thank you, sir. Be careful going across the causeway. 954, 6 till 10, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.